Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you just type Ron Paul's name into Google and click news, you'll see headlines like Ron Paul and the Internet Nazis. Ron Paul's no conservative. Ron Paul's bad. Ron Paul. Ron Paul. And we had a caller, Will, who I got mad at. I'm not trying to be personally mean to you, Will. But you heard him. Everybody was listening last hour. He calls in. He goes, well, I disagree with something you said. And I kept saying, what is it? What is it? Well, I talked to the guy that up there in Iowa, and he called me back. And he was, you just liked it that some bigwig called you back and was friendly to you. Well, you're the first reasonable person's called me, Will. You know, we just made the decision because he doesn't really show in the polls to have him here. But he's not really barred. See, mental gymnastics. Ron Paul, if they would give him attention, would clearly end up winning the Republican nomination. He's popular with Democrats. He's popular with Republicans. He's popular with Libertarians. Ron Paul wins every major debate in the polls when they have the debates, and then everyone attacks him. It's just amazing spin. He has been barred. He did request to be part of it, okay, of this Iowa meeting. And I just, when I hear spin, it gives me a headache. I'm going to be quite frank with you. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in California. You're on the air. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I hope you're a little better after that last call on May. Hey, I got a little bit of beef with you, but I think you're going to like this one. So on your website, you've got America's Last Hope for Ron Paul. You know, you're putting a target on his back with that sort of statement, don't you think?
Yeah, what we've got is a nation of armchair quarterbacks where most people have been trained in a procrastination mode to simply nitpick anyone who's taking action and then never really take action themselves, and then engage in mental gymnastics to attack anyone taking action so that you never have to take action.
Okay, well, you're talking to the wrong guy there. I've been taking plenty of action almost as long as you have, so you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm just telling
you. Don't worry. They devalue your dollar, and you're calling into a show where we have a banner up on the website trying to promote Ron Paul, and you're saying somehow we're bad.
No, I'm trying to give you positive advice. You're playing right into the PSYOP, dude. You know it. What? You know what? You put out a deal like that where you say that he's the last hope. What do you think they're going to do? They take down our last hope, deflate us emotionally.
Well, I think the statement could be taken to the last hope in this election in this spectrum, but it's not America's last hope, and that's what Watson put up there, but I actually like it, so, and it's actually been adopted by a lot of people out there, and I think it's great. You notice that after we said that, the Ron Paul campaign, that's been up for months, started saying hope for America, so I really appreciate your call. But see what's going on here, folks. We're not talking about how they're coming up and now telling churches coast to coast not to talk about politics, not to talk about issues, don't talk about immigration, don't talk about the war, when that's their total First Amendment right to do that. We're not talking about how they're saying they want to start restricting talk radio or how they want to shut down free speech on the web. It's about Alex Jones. And I understand the psychology. I mean, I get up here on air and I bring up a lot of bad things that are happening. People get frustrated with the things and kind of kill the messenger. But at the same time, you know, we have to show people how bad it is. It's like the committees of correspondence in the decade that led up to 1776 and the kickoff of the Revolutionary War. They listed and they corresponded and they documented the criminal activity, and they impeached the credibility of the illegitimate government led by King George III. And that's what we're doing here. There's a whole nother thing to this. I have my websites, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And I do what I do. It's not like communal property here. And everybody's always telling me, I got to promote this, I got to push that, I got to have this person on, I got to do. No, it's my show, my websites, and you're welcome to call into it. But also, you can get overly into how everything's a PSYOP and how everything can be used for a PSYOP. Just take action. Just get involved. None of us are going to be perfect. If you worry about being perfect all day, you're never going to get anything done. We'll come back, take more calls.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everyone will want to go to PrisonPlanet.com right now. Momentous news. If it is not another disinfo move, which it clearly could be, this will be the first major legislative defeat for Bush on one of his big New World Order agenda issues, items. Senate blocks immigration bill. The Senate drove a stake Thursday through President Bush's plan to legalize millions of unlawful immigrants, likely postponing, you hear that, likely. You've heard that five times last month. Major action on immigration until after the 2008 elections. But Democrats are saying they may add pieces of the bill onto other bills as riders, then like a Lego set, put it all together on the other side. So the fight's not over. The bill's supporters fell 14 votes short of the 60 needed to limit debate and clear the way for final passage of the legislation, which critics assailed as offering amnesty to illegal aliens. The vote was 14 to 53 in favor of limiting the debate. Why didn't the AP just go read the bill and see where it says amnesty? They had to say, oh, critics claim. Senators in both parties said the issue is so volatile that Congress is highly unlikely to revisit it this fall or next year when the presidential election will increasingly dominate American politics. Yeah, they don't want to make it a political issue so we'll get somebody elected who will defend our borders and our sovereignty. From a highly nationalistic, foreign groups who openly say this belongs to Mexico. A similar effort collapsed in the Congress last year, and the House has not bothered with an immigration bill this year, awaiting Senate action. The vote was a stinging setback for Bush, who advocated the bill as an imperfect but necessary fix for current immigration practices in which many illegal immigrants used forged documents or lapsed visas to live and work in the United States. No, we have a federal and state governments and many city governments that have a two-tiered system where citizens have the book thrown at them for having a crooked toenail. We get white glove inspections by the police, while the illegals can basically do no wrong and are above the law. That's what's going on. This is a great victory because earlier in the week, a lot of experts were saying it could pass the Senate and then pass the House because the Democrats now dominate both chambers. But you made the phone calls, you wrote the letters, you traveled to D.C., you demonstrated, you went into the Capitol halls. Most importantly, when your senators and House members came back to their districts, you went to the library when they were there giving a speech, you went to the local church, you went to the grocery store where they were having a meet and greet, you went to the coffee and cookie meetings on Sunday nights. You got in their faces, and it's that physical action. They're humans too, and that gets to them, folks. This is a major victory. Now, they may play some trick in the next few days or next week. Believe me. This is their past activity, but this is great news. And please go to PrisonPlanet.com and get this article out to everybody. We need to get a story up on PrisonPlanet.com basically about how this saga played out and where we're going in the future. I've heard two different neocons this morning putting out basic disinfo. I don't know whether they're just stupid or whether this is consciously disinfo, saying that the Republicans were for this and Democrats were for this because they want Hispanic votes and because Mexican Americans want this. Basic Gallup polls show that is not the case. So it's very dangerous to have talk radio going along with CNN and Fox with the hoax that Hispanics want open borders. Here's an example. When Bob Dole was running against Bill Clinton of the tactic they're using, I'll go to your calls. Only about 5%, I remember reading the numbers, of women more so were going to vote for Bill Clinton than for Bob Dole. But they ran headlines across the country, part of a psyops, clearly, saying women support Clinton. Women lean towards Clinton. Women like Clinton. And saying that poll numbers show he was way ahead. And then women heard that and said, oh, well, I better be for Clinton then. I'm not debating Bob Dole, Bill Clinton. That was staged as well. I mean, Bob Dole had no intention of being president and just didn't even basically campaign. Just like Republicans aren't campaigning right now. It's just to be given to Hillary. They just passed the baton. It's called power sharing. I know you know that, but we have new listeners that don't, folks. The country doesn't yet understand that. They're starting to understand that with Congress with a 14% approval rating and the president in the mid-20s now. I mean, this is the first time, again, both parties are out of favor. They usually double-team us and trick us with good cop, bad cop. And I know you know that, but that's key for those that don't. This is literal theater, the ultimate theater. This is about global power, folks. You better believe there's theater. And so neocons are saying, yeah, Bush was doing this because he wanted Hispanics to like him. Putting out the hoax that Hispanics don't care about America and don't want sovereignty and aren't upset about the illegal aliens. The media is making this a racial issue instead of an economic issue and a national issue, a nationalistic issue. But everybody should be really pleased and really excited about this, but it doesn't mean... Now, this was the big move this week. And now they have lost a lot of steam. So, good job, folks, and then thank God. Let's go to Chris in Mass. Chris, you're on the air.
I'm a first-time caller. I wanted to know what you think of net neutrality, because I saw Ron Paul on G4 TV's Attack of the Show, and he said that he voted against net neutrality. I just want to know what your thoughts are on net neutrality.
Well, you misunderstood Congressman Ron Paul. Ron Paul, consistently, he voted against the biggest gun control legislation since 1968, Gun Control Act. And then neocons put out this info that he was for gun control. He has voted against the $150-plus million lobbying package. That's how much the AP reported was spent. It said more than 150 mil. We don't know. They just said over 150 mil on trying to end net neutrality. And Ron Paul went on the floor and championed and actually led several caucuses with the Liberty Committee leading that to defeat it narrowly by 4 votes in the House. Was it 4 votes or 6? Just a few votes. So
I guess I did misunderstand him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
But listen, don't believe me. I want you to go to the House of Representatives website, and I want you to go look at the find that bill, and then you can find the record of the yeas and nays.
What's the bill called?
It was a Telecommunications Regulatory Act last year. No, I don't remember the number. It had several different versions. You can do a little bit of poking around, and I mean, I could find it in about 2 minutes. But just you can find it was all over the news. It was the my memory's failing me. It was the big telecommunications package. It had hundreds of things in it. But in it, it had the end of net neutrality, which for those who don't know what that means, it would be the end of the Internet. I mean, if you have a high-level backbone provider, and there's only about 50 of them in this country, and only a few hundred worldwide, just when they're down, large sections of the web is down. Okay, and that would just be one of them being down, okay, because it all is interconnected. We're talking about companies going out and making you pay as a website, and again, it would be under their contractual auspices where if they wanted to let you pay, they wouldn't even be forced to let you pay them to then let your traffic go over their backbone. And again, then they argue, well, see, we're not being paid for this. Well, they're being paid by all the Internet connections they sell. And it's been hugely profitable for the big phone companies. So, I mean, would you like to comment on what you thought you heard Ron Paul say?
Well, the host asked him, basically he asked him, well, you're such a big thing on the Internet, then why did you vote against net neutrality? And he said the video is on his website. I could look at it right now, but I'm looking for the telecommunications bill.
RonPaul2008.com?
Yes. It's actually the first video on the little scroll of videos he has, G4TV, Attack of the Show. Now, he said that it had some regulations in it, and I didn't know what regulations those were. And I kind of confused.
It is at RonPaul2008.com, John. Will you go grab that? It's a top link. Okay. I watched Ron Paul on C-SPAN live debate against the bill, and the bill, sir, was not for net neutrality. It was the opposite. So it just sounds like...
I believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Well, no, I don't want you to believe me. I appreciate your call. I want you to go find out for yourself. I haven't watched this video yet, but we will play it coming up. I mean, hell, don't vote for Ron Paul then. Go vote for Rudolph Giuliani. I'm being sarcastic. You heard the guy last hour saying that I was wrong, that Ron Paul hadn't been barred from the Iowa panel. He said they just aren't having him. But I like that is barred. They barred him. They blocked him. They didn't invite him. Kind of a lawyerly debate. But they did invite, it is a Christian group is sponsoring it, of course, so they did invite Giuliani. Maybe if he was for abortion, maybe if Ron Paul was for abortion, he would have gotten invited, but he's not, so the Christians didn't invite him.
Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, June 28, 2007, gold, 646, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $667, 28, 329, 30 for half, and $164, 65 for quarter. That's $667, 28, 329, 30, and $164, 65. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
We've got Ron Paul on Neil Cavuto yesterday, talking about the Brown family. That's coming up. Also, we're going to play the clip of Ron Paul talking about net neutrality, find out what exactly is going on here. And then we will also continue with your calls. We have Michael, who's a friend of mine, who called in, who is, I always get the terms mixed up, but he's paralyzed from the chest down. The cop didn't believe it. thought his hand controls were weapons or something and beat him up pretty bad in front of his wife. So we'll get him to pop in and talk about that, since I mentioned it last hour, with this cop beating up these 11, 12-year-old kids who were politely saying, "Please stop, sir. Please don't choke us. We're sorry, sir," for skateboarding. And the cop just goes nuts. But praise God, good news. They took Raymond Schwab's son from him and said, "You shouldn't be involved in 9/11 Truth." Cops out on the road, of course, made phone calls and tried to CPS his child. Just the summer, and they're in an RV. They have an RV following them. They walk across the country, anti-war, 9/11 Truth. We got cops on video saying that by protesting the war, they're protesting the troops' rights. That's how they twist it. "You're hurting our troops' rights by protesting." And they try to tell them, "We'll charge you with felonies for videotaping the cops when they come up to you." And they went to the CPS meeting. They've seized the child for weeks now. They were just yesterday talking about forced drugging the 7-year-old because he's crying. And when you cry, taken from your mother and father, that's mental illness. So then they drug you. Then they get double and then triple the federal money. They literally drug almost all of them. It's over 90%. Really bad stuff's been happening to the young boy in CPS custody. We don't want to get into that. But supposedly now they're going to get the child back in 2 weeks. Raymond, this is wonderful news. Tell folks what happened in that Kansas family courtroom. What developed today?
Thank you, Alex. We sat outside the courtroom and waited and waited and waited. My attorney never showed up, court appointed. And all of a sudden, all the case managers came out and said that the case had been postponed until September, months from now. My wife broke down in tears, you know, started crying out why. She didn't understand. And I just, you know, the righteous indignation of the Lord rose up in me, and I started telling them all that I was going public. I wasn't going to be nice any longer. Gathered all the social workers around, and, you know, they knew. They were sitting there dumbfounded as I told them, "You know these things are false. You know these allegations are false. You guys have seen the evidence. I can't believe that someone can't just walk in there and say something to the judge, file a motion, do something." And then all of a sudden they called an emergency meeting. They made me leave the courthouse because people were frightened that I was angry that they were making us stay for months with my son in foster care. They came out and said that they set it for July 12th in 2 weeks for dismissal, that there are legal reasons why they had to do it that way, that the state of Kansas has no jurisdiction over us. I was standing there with the case manager. The county attorney came up. She didn't know that I was the stepfather, and told the caseworker that she was confident the case was going to be dismissed. She said she didn't even want to sign the order in the first place, but the head county attorney obviously had a grudge against us and forced her to sign it, is what she said, which that's interesting information to know. I'd like to speak to that man. But for all intents and purposes, the case manager looked at her and said, "How good are the odds you think this case is going to be thrown out?" And she says, 100%. And that was the county attorney that filed in the first place. So
okay, so let's be clear here. Your wife is the genetic mother. The boy hasn't been with his father in many, many, many years. This is just a whole separate case where you guys are out there and they call CPS on you. And so this is just really, really exciting news. I advise you to turn the other cheek and be friendly to them, because if they feel like it's all gang mentality, they feel like they've been dissed, they may try to create new charges or something even worse. It's important with these gang members to now not make them feel that they've been dissed, and to just shake their hand and be friendly. And then there's a good chance they may end the kidnapping. But of course, they tried to intimidate your wife and six, and she went on the air. They were going to keep him, and then it was all over. Of course, that was all a lie. They roared to see who they may devour. As soon as you finally let them know, they were going to be hammered. And thank God for this show, folks. That's why you should support this show. That's what we do here, trying to support people. They had to back off.
I agree, Alex. The last time that you spoke about this, before I came on the show, the day before I came on the show, they called me, and I guess the first time people called, they believed it was me and my family making these prank calls. And they said, "Now we know it's not you. We're very, very sorry. We're going to recommend your son gets placed back in your care." I didn't believe them then. I was like,
Stay there. Let's finish up on the other side, then I'll get into Ron Paul, all your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Come and dig my earth.
I want to be clear, though, folks. You only turn the cheek some of the time. See, people don't know how to read the incredible knowledge in the Bible. Not claiming I do either. But over time, it's just there's a time to live, a time to die, a time to reap, a time to sow, a time to cry, a time to fight. And I guess that just comes with wisdom, which I don't have a lot of it, but I got more than the general public, and I do feel my wisdom growing. And I've learned that the New World Order has wisdom, but they just use it for evil. Going back to Raymond Schwab, who, again, doing a walk across the country for 9/11 truth and against the war, very polite, very upright, very respectful, and it has illustrated this country as a complete police state. And all the prayers I know helped, and believe me, folks, I can feel your prayers for me. Sometimes I and people out there who are worldly or don't, who have never experienced I mean, even the mathematics of Einstein showed thousands of dimensions. The eye has not seen, the ear not heard the things that are going on that are not seen. Anyone who doesn't know that there's things not seen in this limited spectrum that we witness is blind. We only see in a tiny area of the spectrum of the light wavelength, and that's just in this dimension. And I don't want to, you know, get off into all this because this is a news program, but I believe in prayer. I know it's real. Scientific studies have shown it's real. Not just if someone themselves is praying and believes it when they're sick, but when others, and they don't even know, are praying for them. It's the same thing. They've done studies with plants. And people praying for plants. It's incredible. These are scientific university studies, ladies and gentlemen. There's something going on here. And again, who knows what's going to happen? We're not out of the woods yet on this. We need to continue to pray. And obviously, there's so many hundreds of families that call me every day. I literally knew Raymond, already had him on as a guest. We can help Raymond. If we sat here and tried to help every family with CPS taking their children, a couple things would happen. We would ask you to call and make phone calls so much that when we did ask, no one would call anymore. We're already doing it too much. Call on immigration. Call for this family. Call on this issue. Call on that issue. That we can't do that. And the whole show can't be people's children being taken because there's so much other stuff going on. And I have to just discern what I need to cover and what I need to do. Not that I do the best job either. But I want to go to your calls and all these clips we've got. And all this news, I've not been getting to all the news lately. There's just so much of it. Raymond, though, the power of prayer, it really does work.
I thank everybody that's emailed us. I do want to say, I just found out from my wife, she's still pretty distraught. They're not going to allow her to have unsupervised visits for the next 2 weeks. They're going to isolate her somewhat from him, which does concern me. But and with what happened, I give all glory to my Lord Jesus Christ. It's nothing we've done, but I do thank you for your help and everyone that's been praying for us, because this has been a tremendous battle. The Walk for Truth is going to continue. I'm on my way to Indiana. My wife is going to stay with safe people here until the 12th. I'm going to come back and pick her up. So we're not out of the water. Our family's still split up. We still have a huge financial burden from this, but the Lord has been providing tremendously, and we just need covering and prayer and for people just to keep an eye out, because it's through us stopping these things and not allowing them to happen that we're continuing to win this fight and keep people informed. And I do pray for all the other families out there that haven't had the blessing that I have. I don't know why God works the way he does. I'm not him, but I know much more horrible things have happened to other people. My heart goes out to them. They're in my prayers as well. I've been very humbled through this whole experience. And we'll let you guys know what happens on the 12th.
Well, as I told you during the last break, you're not out of the woods yet.
Yes, sir.
Because they're going to try now. They may try now to get your son. They do this in many cities and towns. I don't know if they're this evil where you're at. It's total wickedness has not descended yet. A lot of them are evil. They just don't know it. A lot of times they will deny food and water until they sign statements. And that's standard, by the way. Torture. And I'm not trying to scare people, folks, but they do torture small children. They don't even call it that. They call it pain compliance. And, I mean, they'll have cops bend arms back, everything else. It's in public view. They just give evil things normal-sounding names. And it's not a good sign that they don't want your child to have any... Well, now they're saying supervised visits?
They're going to give her super. Before, they were allowing her to meet with him at the Boys and Girls Club and for him to come. She was actually staying at a crisis center because in times past, this man that was trying to get the child had threatened to kill her, beat her up. I mean, he's a very violent man, or was. I can't say that today. But so they took her back in because she had nowhere to live. We couldn't bring everything back here quite yet because we're not planning on staying in Kansas. They tried to get me to move back here. I told them I wouldn't.
Yeah, you guys have your home and everything in Colorado. They did this in Kansas, and so you're not going to let them stop you on the walk. They make her stay there, so she's staying there in the town. Okay, Raymond Schwab, God bless you. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Absolutely amazing stuff happening out there. Let's go to Michael in Austin, Texas. He's the fellow last hour I was talking about. With the already officer, he was already an officer, police officer, but I forget his position then. Now he's moved up even higher, I believe, to supervisor. And, yeah, he didn't know what hand controls were for somebody who's paralyzed, whose legs are paralyzed, and so he beat him up. And it's like they're proud of it. So I was dovetailing that with choking and physically attacking 11 and 12-year-old children who are on skateboards. And again, these are even clean-cut children. I mean, if they'd have had mohawks, the cop might have just done even more. I mean, they just go nuts. But going to Michael. Michael, you wanted to pop in on this?
Hey, Alex. Always a pleasure. What's ironic is my wife and I were taking a small mini vacation in Hot Springs, Arkansas about a week ago, and they were having a parade through the town, and all these guys were blocking off traffic. You want to talk about being in a scene from They Live. I mean, these guys are pretty serious thugs.
Well, see, we don't screen calls, so I didn't know that was what you were calling in about. Well, this happened a week ago.
Yeah,
in fact,
we were
it looks
there.
Like a parade's going on. You may have been there while this was. Hot Springs is a great little town to vacation, and so you were there. I mean, how were they behaving? How were they acting? Just like Al Qaeda's everywhere, all crazed eyed. What were they doing?
I was scared. I was scared. We were looking for the hot mineral bath in the resort that gives the hot mineral bath. I was scared to ask directions from these guys. I mean, that's the front that they put on. Very militaristic front. Something of greater importance, personally, that I wanted to talk to you about is that my wife received a knock and talk at our home the day after the 9/11 Truth Symposium that I saw you. A couple of guys in a black truck, Dodge truck with a topper on it, supposedly cops, came to knock on the door. I wasn't home, and said that they had some sort of tip about me growing marijuana in my home. Scared my wife, told her that they wanted to be real quiet, real subtle, didn't want to disturb the neighbors, but wanted to come in the home and look around. She refused them in doing that.
You need to, everybody needs at least a $5 disposable 35mm with flash by the front door. I mean, even if you have a video camera, you'll have to fumble around and get it. It's best to just have the 35mm or to know how your cell phone works. I say that because every time I fumble around to try to use the video camera on it, I have to remember how to do it. But, I mean, it's like quick draw, like you're a gunslinger with those video cameras. For those that don't know, started about 8 years ago in Phoenix. It spread to Dallas. They had a Dallas Morning News article last year where it said hundreds of homes a day in one of the suburbs, and it's an up-class area. They just come to the door, knock, knock, and when the wife's home alone, they case it, and they say, and you're probably not being singled out, sir. This is tyranny for everybody. And they intimidate the woman and say, let us in, let us search, and everything will be all right. And a lot of times it's in upscale areas, too. A lot of times they'll drop cocaine in your house. The officers themselves will take your home and then move into it personally. In fact, over half the bars in Seattle are now owned by cops because they sell drugs to each other in the bathrooms. That even sticks in court. And it's all asset forfeiture seizure. And it's just they become mafia. Now, there is a chance it could be Army intelligence if they were trying to harass people from the local 9/11 Truth Symposium a few months ago. I wish you would have told me about this sooner, but maybe you couldn't get through on the air. But I wish I could get your wife on, who I've met, just a lovely person. Tell me, and again, you guys are, again, I'm not saying clean-cut people are better than anybody. My point is that it's Christian clean-cut families who are having the biggest attacks. And so my point is they all in the past they did it to minorities and others that they thought society would accept it with wrongly. Now they're doing it to everybody. But describe the knock and talk.
They beat on the door very loudly. I was not home. They asked her who she was. Told her that they had a tip that I was growing marijuana in the home. They supposedly ran her driver's license. She told them that that would not be allowed, that she works for a Christian foster care agency. And they basically, asked about me, where I worked, and where I could be found, and asked if they could come in and look around.
Now, why didn't she get their ID?
That's a good question. They didn't leave any card or anything. What's ironic is I went out to the mailbox a few days ago, and a marked police car pulled up behind me, and it turned out to be a friend of mine, one of the good guys, one of the few good guys left. And I asked him about it. I told him what happened, And he said, well, somebody must have been calling in a prank on you. I said, well, I don't have any enemies that I know of that are alive, you know, joking around. He said, well, except for Commander McNeil, and started laughing. And I said,
now, he's
yeah,
a real tough guy, beats up people who are, you're paralyzed from where down?
From about the top of my legs down. Commander McNeil got very angry because he couldn't yank me out of the car because I held myself against the steering wheel. He ripped my shirt, put a dent in my brand new truck. Just Doug mentality. I don't.
Now again, he asked because it went from memory 5 years ago, but he said, "What are these? You had hand controls."
I had sticks attached to the pedals because my truck was brand new. My hand controls were going to be installed the first of the next week. Couple of days from when it happened, and he saw the sticks, and I told him, I said, this is what I'm driving with, I'm having my hand controls installed Monday, I'm in a wheelchair, and, you originally taught me, Alex, that I had rights, you know, that I could stand up for myself, and I just let my opinion be known to this thug, and he ripped my shirt, tried to pull me out of the vehicle, you know, long story short, we tried to file a report with internal affairs. Nothing was done about it. The only sense of satisfaction we ever got from it was when Mike Hansen chased this guy down with a video camera when he was campaigning for sheriff. And that's why I wanted to take my hat off to these guys, Luke Radowski and these other truth squads out there with video cameras, because that's where the power is. You shine the light on these roaches and they scatter. And I just want to take my hat off to you guys. And
Now, what did this? Because he got promoted to commander after he did that, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, my.
So he was a supervisor then, and then he got promoted.
That's right. He was a supervisor of a certain section of Austin. Now he's commander. Well, my police officer friend told me the other day that he's supposedly over the narcotics division now.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if he's connected with us or not. It doesn't really matter. To go on the record, I've got some a countertop herb garden with some Italian basil, some purple basil, some chives, and a couple of house plants that look pretty sickly. And I'm not scared of you guys. And if you come and kick my door in and shoot my dog, I'm going to defend my home. And if I live through defending my home, I'm going to sue the pants off of you. I'm not scared of you guys any longer. I'm empowered. And the truth is on our side.
And, well, it is, Michael. And God bless you. It's important what they look like, because if they were look like they were in really good shape, I mean, I could tell you right off if they were Pentagon, because they do have Pentagon guys, and they do drive black SUVs and Broncos, and they do go around harassing peace groups, 9/11 groups. There's literally tens of thousands of them. I mean, there are entire battalions in some states of them in plain clothes. Some of them are encouraged, but you can always tell they're military, even though they'll have long hair, sometimes tattoos, earrings, are encouraged to do that to cover up. And they're mainly gun confiscation squads. They're surveilling the American people. They are absolute Benedict Arnolds, folks. You couldn't be more traitorous or more enemies of the country. But the probably wasn't them. Yeah, it's probably, sir, cops are everywhere, man. They just go to houses and they just, it's hell on earth, man. The country is literally a cesspit of evil. And the only people that are left alone are the illegal aliens. I literally sometimes wish I was an illegal alien Mexican so I could just be left alone. Seriously, folks, I literally sometimes wish that my name was like Paco Garcia or something. I mean, just so I could be left alone. And it's scary. And just to know that they ship the junk in so they can then run around and put everybody in prison for using it. And, I told the story of my buddy who I knew in college, and he lived in apartments of mine, and they didn't even drink or smoke. They were fitness addicts. And he and his girlfriend now married, and they had the carpet cleaner in their house, and she was growing like orchids or something for botany class at UT. Nothing looked anywhere like marijuana, but just the grow lights, and so the SWAT team hit them. And but at least there they thought there was something. The bigger news is that you pay a carpet cleaner, you pay somebody to be in your house, and they're there just spying on you. This America, land of the cowards, home of the snitches. And they do it to women. They, all over the country, they show up. My wife doesn't, by the way, answer the door. Not that she put up with her bull. Now, did they demand her license?
They did.
At her house, you know, she should have never opened the door, and she should have called the police on them. Of course, then they might just claim she's resisting and put a couple slugs in her. I'm serious, folks. They grease people now. I mean, there's some of them that are hardcore killers. And you need to call the police department about that, and you need to demand to know what detail. Are you in the county or the city?
I'm in the city in South Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, God, these people are pure wickedness. And they think they're good. That's what's so sick about it. And so they ran her license. We hear there's marijuana.
And I have to give praise to my wife, props to my wife, because she handled herself very well. She said, I do not feel comfortable with you guys coming in here with my husband not here.
And, well, no, she did a good job, but you say, what are you guys doing trying to violate the Fourth Amendment? I need your names right now. And it's good to have like a metal door, screen door in front of you, so you don't, because what they'll do is they'll assault you, and then they'll say you've assaulted them. So metal doors are very, very important when you're dealing with these hardcore criminals. All right, my friend, good to hear from you. We'll come back and take more calls. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
This is the end. Beautiful. I have a stack of news today of sheriffs, police chiefs caught running the narcotics in their town. This is the end. I'm not even going to cover it. Everybody knows that. My only friend. Most major police chiefs deal drugs. Most. I'd say you can't really put a number. I'd say 60% are drug dealers. Big city cops, they're on the take. But in a lot of your small towns, they're the dealers. And they will still put your children, though, in the local lockup. while all their deputies drive around in brand new Corvettes. I've had enough of it. Then you show up at a Christian family's home of a guy who broke his back years ago, and you've already beat him up once for being paralyzed, and then you want to know about drugs in his house. Just shut up! And I'm telling the young people, do not use their drugs. Stop using any illegal drugs, and don't use their prescription drugs either. It's all their products. Don't use it. It's just so rich, though, that they deal them, and then they... Oh, it's just unbelievable. We'd like to search your house. Why don't you let us in? Violating the Fourth Amendment through intimidation. It's like Austin cops said, you're not allowed to demonstrate in Austin anymore. We're going to arrest you if you don't leave. Well, go ahead and arrest me. See, they were engaging in a crime right there, folks. Several crimes. I can go over them if you'd like. But see, they think it's normal. Well, we're allowed to commit crimes. We're allowed to lie on the stand. And we're... No, your bosses are allowed to take your pension funds, too, and they will. Don't worry. And when you're whining about the system, just remember it. Folks, bad nutrition is a breeding ground for illness due to stress and anxiety. And I'm telling you, you need to get a major boost, and that's with Interfood, the best green food out there with all these great kelp and barley leaf and rose hemps and all these key vitamins and nutrients and minerals. It's great stuff. And I take it every day, enerfood.com. Remember our sponsors, enerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. Call them. Get an introductory order of Interfood. Try it out because the food has been debased of its value. And that's why you're always hungry, 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 because you got to eat to get the nutrients you need out of more food and junk calories. 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. And I want to tell you about another great sponsor we have. They will use food as a weapon. The UN has said it. The Pentagon has said it. Just type into Google, food as a weapon. You'll get all these Pentagon plans to use food as a weapon against the American people and how they use it overseas. And you got a couple years of storable food, and you're willing to hold up in your house. It doesn't matter how bad martial law is. Enough of us do it, they won't be able to take us down. And so it's very inexpensive. It's high quality. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Don't end up like folks in New Orleans having to go to the Superdome. Also, with wildfires, hurricanes, natural disasters, it's good to have high-quality, storable foods that last 10 years. 1-800-409-5633. Or efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com. We have a big, fat banner on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com to all of the sponsors. So be sure and check out eFoodsDirect.com. I have been so busy today, I've spent about 30 seconds plugging my films. And I got so many calls. I got 5 audio clips I want to play. Tons of news. I can never get to it all. And I end up just cutting out and plugging my videos. And I shouldn't be doing that because it's one of the biggest parts of the solution in this fight against the New World Order. Go check out the online video on bookstore at InfoWars.com. Order the new edition of Terror Storm, or order America Freedom to Fascism, or Riddle in Stone, or any of the great books and videos we carry about other great researchers. Infowars.com, or call toll-free, and they can take your order, 888-253-3139. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, only 15 cents a day. 15 cents a day, all my films, TV shows, everything. Great activist tool. Burn them to disk. Give them to people. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the third hour.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...